Salette's tribal member Joe Scott heads the Traditional Ecological Inquiry Program under the Long Tom Watershed Council. He described how he'd layer his packets of leaf-wrapped camas bulbs.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw the wet sword ferns on top of this. Bunch of water, like a couple of buckets of water, after the maple leaves. And then a layer of these skunk cabbage leaves, put the packets on top of that. And then the alder and the ferns and all this stuff right here.
Oh, and there's mugwort, hazel, and bracken ferns in Scott's recipe, too. The whole oven hissed with steam once the water hit the hot rocks. Nearby, the TEIP senior intern and my kid, Samuel Bull of the Nez Perce tribe, assembled the second oven with Mom's help. This was mostly ferns, maple leaves, and camas bundled in skunk cabbage leaves, with some carrots and potatoes thrown in for experimentation's sake, all under canvas and four buckets of water.
I think that's good. Yes. I would put the camas closer to the middle. Okay. Give those to Joe. Right there is great.
Is it cooking?
Yeah.
Let's start to see. Flash forward to a day later. Bull decided to do a camas bake for 24 hours. The group peeled back the canvas to reveal glistening and translucent camas bulbs.
Looks good.
Oh, look at those beauties.
Good?
It's really good.
Give me some flavor notes.
Really soft, sweet, starchy.
Perfect. I'm so happy.
Wow.
And yes, Bull's potatoes and carrots came out well too. Scott's batch baked for nearly 26 hours and had a small fire burning atop his oven for part of that time. At first, there was a little concern as some bulbs were hardened and dark, but then when the rest were unearthed...
They're perfect.
Wow.
They're like a sweet gumdrop.
The longer bake meant Scott's camas were more caramelized and sweeter. But at the end of the day, Scott said the real success of the event was creating community. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull, near Eugene, Oregon.